The case of Chinese student Jiang Ge, who was stabbed to death by the ex-boyfriend of her roommate called Liu Xin in Tokyo 1 year ago, has caught great internet attention among Chinese internet users again. The victim's mother said the roommate refused to meet up and share the details of the final moments before her daughter's death. The angry and desperate mother subsequently released the roommate and her parents' personal information all over the internet, which has led to a moral crusade going online. Let's first of all talk about, as we try our best, what happened here.
Well, it's a very tragic story. A 24-year-old Chinese student Jiang Ge was stabbed to death at her doorstep in Tokyo on November the 3rd, 2016. The suspect, Chen Shifeng, ex-boyfriend of Jiang's roommate Liu Xin, is scheduled to stand trial on December the 11th in Tokyo. It's a complicated case in the sense that not much detail is known to the public, and also in the sense that a lot of rumors, all kinds of rumors, are flying around. But this much we know. Number one, Jiang and Liu, they are from the same place in China, so they're close when they're studying in Japan. And number two, Jiang was stabbed to death by Liu's ex-boyfriend, who was harassing Liu at the moment. Number three, Liu was close to the crime scene when the stabbing happened. She was actually inside the apartment while Jiang was being stabbed outside the door. And number four, Liu has not been able to assuage or alleviate the pain that Jiang's mother suffered when she needed it the most.
Yes, and that is the part that I think caught the or grabbed the heartstring of so many people when the victim's mom tried to reach out for more information and to share what the final moments were of her daughter's death, as she wanted to know the information, but she didn't get that. And yes.
Yeah, let's kind of talk maybe quickly about the facts and what actually happened. What is mom's doing in regards to this case? Jiang's mother began to collect public signatures in August to call for the death penalty for Chen. She also flew to Japan, I guess this past weekend, to garner more support for her crusade. I guess there's no exact record of the total number of signatures, but in lettered signatures alone, she has received 2,249 names as of October 29th. On Sina Weibo 2, we see posts containing the link to online petitions, and they're reposted tens of thousands of times. So this gives you a picture of how she's kind of reaching out and to what degree. She's voracious about this, okay?
Yes.
And so, hold on one sec. Let's get the facts out there, okay? Amid the public outcry to punish the murderer, Liu Xin has also come under criticism. Many have criticized Liu's lack of conscience and want to hold Liu legally responsible for the death of her friend, Jiang Ge. I guess the Beijing News released a video of Jiang's mother confronting Liu Xin last Friday during the meeting, which took place 294 days after Jiang's death. Jiang's mother questioned and blamed Liu. She said she would not forgive Liu. Liu was seen on camera constantly sobbing while extending apologies for not being able to offer her friend a helping hand at the scene. Liu was condemned for being selfish and cold-blooded, I guess, by netizens, and she's kind of being cyberbullied. One of the netizens' comments, to kind of give you an idea of the sentiment going on right now, is like this. She, Liu Xin, has no repentance at all, as she is seen in the interview only being emotional and talking about how she lost her job after her personal information was exposed and caused an online outrage, but remained indifferent while relating to Jiang Ge's death. People are calling her selfish, okay? So as He Yang had said in the introduction of this topic, Jiang's mother released Liu's personal information as well as her parents' personal information. Something interesting, her parents have nothing to do with this. That's unacceptable. Just off the bat, in my opinion, to just bring her parents into this. Anyways, what do you guys think?
Well, here is one thing. Like, we do see the pictures, the details, addresses, phone numbers, all of this information all over the internet right now. But I think the first question one looks at this case is, so Liu Xin was not the murderer or the murder suspect, And it is the man, Chen Shifeng, that is going to be prosecuted by in Japan.
On December 11th. Yes,
and that's coming up. But why is it that so much of this fury goes to Liu Xin?
Well, there are many reasons the internet users are criticizing Liu Xin. Number one, they are trying to hold Liu responsible for Jiang's death. Well, this is partly because of the rumors going around. Some rumors claim that Liu actually went into the apartment and locked the door, preventing Jiang from escaping into the door, that which caused her death. But that was rumor and it was not verified. But people had no way to verify that information, so they may think whatever they like, and they want to hold Liu responsible. That's one thing. And number two, they think Liu is ungrateful. This is also because they don't know enough about what happened. And they believe Liu was, well, Jiang actually helped. Jiang was helping to fight off Liu's ex-boyfriend while he was harassing her. And now Jiang has made the ultimate sacrifice and Liu has not been able to assuage Jiang's mother. And they don't think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, who cares what netizens think? Why do we have a legal system? This is like some kind of form of vigilantism. These netizens are going to possibly go after this girl. You know, see, so many people are easy to judge when they're not in a situation. Sometimes it's hard to run outside a door if you hear your friend getting stabbed. How many of us are so brave? It's easy for us to have the big words, to judge the people. But what would have happened if maybe this girl had gone outside? There would have been two deaths. And sometimes, can you really hold somebody responsible for not running out there? Maybe they're so scared. You know, there's this movie. First of all, it was her friend's choice. Jung-gu's choice, I think, as from what I've heard, that she told her friend to go inside and shut the door to try to get this guy out of there. Now, maybe whatever happened next, someone should have acted in some way. But keep in mind, this girl, Liu Xin, killed no one. She pulled no trigger. She stabbed no one. Yeah. She maybe is just a victim of fear. And netizens take the high ground. Well, netizens often are just the most silly people with the silliest opinions because they claim to know so much. Why do we have a court system if we're just going to let netizens get personal information? Personally, I think Jiang's mother acted so unreasonably, and she should be held responsible. You don't release people's information. Personal information, I think this could lead her to get a lawsuit, or should in some way. She doesn't get to play law, judge, jury, and executioner using her mob of netizens. I mean, okay, so one thing I do want to say, to paint a picture. Have you guys heard of this movie called Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, so in one scene, basically all of these guys who have been through so much together have to hold a city against the Germans, and it is a huge deal. And Tom Hanks says, guys, probably going to die, but let's do this together and let's make sure that we can hold this until the Allies advance and come on our position. So in one scene, you know, at first they're doing so well and then the Germans start to overwhelm them. There's this one scene where two guys are in a room. They're two American guys and a German comes in, but one of the soldiers is so scared he doesn't fight the German soldier, and the German soldier's starting to kill the other American guy, and the American guy's looking at him like, help me. But this dude is so afraid to get involved and to do what needs to be done, he just doesn't know how to react. Later, he redeems himself by booking it across the battlefield and finding this guy particularly and killing him. But at some case, this, you know, I remember when I first saw this, I looked at my dad, you know, I was like 18, and I was like, man, this guy, I hate this guy. I was like, he looked at me and he said, Ryan, have you ever been in battle? Have you ever had to kill someone? Have you ever been in that guy's position? Mm-hmm. It's easy to judge these kind of things. But this is why we have a court case. And let's remember the facts. This girl killed no one. It was a crazy guy, an ex-boyfriend. So looking at the facts, that's what's important. Rumors lead to a witch hunt.
Yes, I see exactly what you mean here, and I understand that behind that that one closed door, it was life and death in that apartment. And for those who are actually in that situation, I think it's understandable that maybe your feet freeze and you don't know how to react, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And here I think one reason why so many people are sort of siding with the mother of the victim is there's a lot of information or videos on the internet right now. When you see the grieving mother that is so desperately wanting information and contact from this, from Liu Xin, the victim's roommate, whose relationship with the murder suspect is possibly a direct reason to the death of her only daughter, then, I mean, is there a justifiable feeling, maybe, that is generated throughout this kind of complicated picture?
I think Ryan just made a good point that it's very easy to judge, and it's human nature to side with the weak. And in this case, obviously, Jiang's mother, who has lost her daughter, is the weaker one in this case. But I think, for internet users, they're also criticizing Liu Xin for another reason. They're claiming that Liu Xin is being selfish and insensitive, especially when Jiang's mother needed the help the most. I mean, the first thing you want to know when you heard the sad news about your daughter's decease, you want to know what happened. You want to hear it from whoever saw that incident. And she texted Liu Xin many times, and Liu Xin did promise to tell her about what happened. But time and again, Liu Xin just failed to appear, show up, and tell her about the information that Liu Xin's mother desperately needed to know.
And, you know, what is this, a soap opera? Like, who you side with and all this stuff? Again, when it's real like this, why do we have law? And the thing is, all right, we don't know half of the facts probably that are involved in what Jiang's mom had said to Liu Xin that maybe made their meeting a little bit harder. But I do know that Jiang's mom, her mom, released not just Liu's personal information, but went as far as to release her parents' personal information, which is, these people have nothing to do with that. And in which case, what good is the law if all of a sudden I release all this information? And of course, I want you to grieve with me because maybe I want you guys to give me this justice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where problems can happen. I mean, we should look at the facts, yet netizens often just want to look at the rumors and follow these things like a soap opera. But the thing is, maybe someone takes it so seriously that maybe they'll attack Liu Xin, and then what happens, you know? What's this could have serious consequences. And in which case, did the mom realize that? Is that okay? Should we just let these kind of things happen? You know, maybe if one of these cases happens with you and people just claim to know the facts about your case and all this stuff, and then somebody who has a bone to pick with you because they blame you, even though you didn't kill anybody, releases your personal information, suddenly you have people coming after you. Suddenly the law is trying to protect you while this case is going on, and it just becomes far more complicated.
Yeah, we could talk about laws and legality issues, but I think we heard some expert opinion in this regard that about Jiang's mother releasing the information, personal information of Liu Xin and her parents. It seems that whatever Jiang's mother released was publicly available information about the parents. And I don't think that was, well, at least according to that law expert, that wasn't necessarily illegal for her to do that. But also, I would like to talk, since we're talking about laws and stuff, I'd like to talk about bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, laws, they are just the very, very basic requirements for a human being, for citizens living in this society. But we have different set of morale, of different sets of criteria when it comes to moral standards. And usually moral standards have a tougher requirement on those people. And maybe legally speaking, Liu Xin is off the hook, but if you're willing to put yourself in Liu Xin's shoes or in Jiang's mother's shoes, what would you expect? What would you expect from Liu Xin? Would you want her to to offer the information you want or offer any kind of consolation that could come. That's the easiest thing a human being could do. Someone's daughter died outside your doorstep. Not to mention, she probably saved your life.
But what right do you have to do that? And you say, this is information known to the public. Man, if I gave somebody your address, your contact number, you don't see how that could be dangerous? Especially when there's a lot of public attention?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the variables add to a dangerous equation, Lyman.
Good.
So in which case, you don't think that this is going to make her in danger in some way? Yet you're playing judge, jury, and executioner saying, oh, side with the mother. It's okay. People should know this stuff. No, this is not something people should have the right to know. This is between the affected parties. Yet now the mother has made it a public vigilante witch hunt in some ways. You know, where it's going to be a human flesh search for this girl, where half of the people looking are just siding with the mother based off of facts released maybe by the mother or what has been released in the case, but probably not knowing half of what is involved. And so you're justifying this.
Well I think sometimes laws or ration don't have a place when in your life.
Laws.
For instance, laws or, no, I mean ration. Sorry, ration. I mean, what happened when Liu Xing ran into the apartment and didn't open the door? Was she rationed? She lost ration. She wasn't thinking straight. It was emotion taking over. And so is the case on the part of Jiang Ge's mother. She was desperate. She was frustrated. She was heart stricken.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't thinking straight. That so she had to use whatever method she wanted. She had, like, releasing information to push Liu Xing to appear, to show up, to sort of address her problem.
But two wrongs.
No one was thinking straight in this case.
Two
I think wrongs. that was the reason there's a very huge misunderstanding between the two families.
So one thing initially happened, and that's why the court case is going on, and that's why we have law, right? But then something continues to make it a huge problem. I don't think your excuse is anything that should be permissible. I think when something happens, parties, especially when it's elevated to such a degree, people are following it, and people are weird. People will do crazy things. Don't underestimate those people that are feeling so much yet know so little about this case.
Exactly. When you have tolerance for people who commit online violence, you should likewise have tolerance for people who fail to be rational.
It's nobody's right to release her information or just make it public, even if it is necessarily available through some means. I mean, imagine, dude, people maybe are calling her parents every day, going to her door and pounding on it. Suddenly, this is just torment. Why do we have law if we can't do... Law is supposed to make these kind of things happen with justice, hopefully go smoothly, hopefully find the guilty parties. But keep in mind, Liu killed nobody, okay?
Well, law is supposed to prevent people from killing people.
She killed no one. She just didn't save her friend. Maybe she was scared. Where's the law against that?
I mean, I guess my argument is that sometimes law just failed to implement order.
I think
that's
here
not
certainly
always the case.
That was I certainly see both sides of the story, and you both have, I think, very strong an argument for what you're standing at. But here, I think what we all want is justice. And the reason why people online are also involved in a way, I think they're sort of projecting their own frustrations onto a case like this and leaving a message with aggressive words for the internet user might not mean much, but those messages all added together, I say that this virtual moral crusade or this trial that's been going on right. The internet even before the trial takes place in a courtroom, the damages it's doing on a person and the influence it's carrying out to whole society, it's hard to measure. And here are we seeing that there is the so-called cyber violence that is carrying out, as there is some people that saying, yes, I understand cyber violence. I don't agree with it. But with Liu Xin here, I think she's the exception.
I think obviously netizens are making this their business, which it's none of their business. But for some reason, they're so invested, thinking it's like a soap opera that they just need to talk about. But now it's real life, and they're, like you said, projecting their things, their feelings on this case. But what, again, this is a form of some kind of bullying, like a vigilantism, going outside of the law to get what you want. And in which case, if you say that's permissible, then you're going to have a whole new kind of chaos. And it's easy to point fingers, but one day those fingers might be pointed at you, and you'll wish you had the law in its integrity being the one that protected you in this case.
And here's the situation. When everybody feels that you have an opinion to share and everybody's being the judge, yeah, the police officer, the
judge, jury, and executioner.
Everything, yeah. Yes, all in one. And you're carrying out your own form of punishment as you deem viable. But the problem is, do you have the right? Do you have the knowledge? And do you have the standing to do so? And also, I think here we'll need to watch closely as this case develops, as it takes place in a Japanese court in Tokyo in December. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Lai Ming.